We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have the independent king in the building.
Yes, yes sir. Yes,
before it was cool to be independent.
Everybody keeps saying that, man. Everybody's trying to do it now.
It is the truth.
Yeah. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, we have Tech N9ne in the building.
And yes, still haven't sold out and sold to a signed to a major?
No, never.
And
no,
never will.
I mean, I don't know, man. It depends on how many millions.
Even now in this climate is like
I don't really know, man. Yeah. It's like somebody just called and offered us $60 million. It wasn't enough.
Wow,
$60 million.
Yeah, I can't say who it was, but
I need my phone to ring like that.
That's not bad.
And I talked to my partner. I talked to my partner Travis, and he said, "Man, but we about to do this year. $60 million ain't gonna sound like nothing." I was like, "Yeah, you're right."
A deal worth $60 million, like advance everything up front.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
check
yeah.
The $60 million.
That ain't nothing though for our blood, sweat, and tears. To me.
I mean, I know y'all sell a lot with merch, and you gross a lot in shows. What kind of range we talking, man?
What do you mean,
money wise?
He makes the Forbes list like the past 4 years.
All I know is, you know, last year, you know, I was on the Forbes list for $8 million. So, you know, I don't know. We do okay.
Yeah, to turn down $60 million, I'm sure
you're
more than okay.
Yeah. And I've never turned down $60 million. That was the first time I ever did it. Day before yesterday.
Was it hard for you to turn that down?
No. I was just flabbergasted. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow, that's what they want to say? And he was like, man, but what we about to do after May 4th, you know, after the album drop, that's not going to sound like a lot of money. I said, you're right, though.
Was it an easy decision? An easy, hey,
it was really, easy. We laughed about it. You know what I'm saying? We laughed about it. Is that bad?
No. Yes. Well, okay. Yeah. No, not for you.
Do I sound?
For us regular people, absolutely.
Oh.
Somebody owed me $10 the other day. I laughed. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. But, you know, things change all the time, man. You never know. Somebody might call with the right number.
And it's probably easier for you to sell records, which makes more money because of the internet. Because you was doing it before. It was, like, so easy to purchase digitally.
It was, like, hand-to-hand before.
Yeah. We had to start, you know, like Steve Rifkin did it with the Big Pun thing. You know, we have street teams. We still have everything, grassroots. Yeah. So it's like the internet, thank God for it, because I wouldn't be able to go over to Australia like I just did, and New Zealand and Honolulu for the first time, and have all sold out shows.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
So, and you know, it really is important, I think, for an artist like Tech N9ne to show these other artists how important it is to have a great live show.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people don't understand the importance of having a live show that gets sold out with.
Without the live show, man, you're not going to last. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And back in the day when we were on the road, like early, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? It wasn't too many people on the road, but Talib Kweli was on the road. You know, Atmosphere was on the road. Citizen Cope, stuff, people like that. But then in later years, I got to see ASAP Rocky hitting the road with with Danny Brown and Schoolboy Q, and I was loving to see it, that the youngsters is getting out there touring now, because one thing that B-Real told me a long time ago, he said they could try to take away DJing and vinyl and everything, but they'll never be able to take away the live show. And if you have a great live show, people will talk. Word of mouth really mm-hmm. works, you know what I mean? So when they say, you got to go see Tech N9ne, you got to go see this, people come.
Yeah.
And we're still on an incline because of that, because we gave a damn about what the show is.
The show was about,
and you did right? just announce your tour. Merz is on the tour.
Yes, Merz right. is on the tour.
I was wondering why Merz was here. I was wishing I had a scripper here for you to eat out.
I'm sorry, he's immortalized. He's immortalized for that, and I feel responsible.
Yeah, explain to the people what happened.
She egged you on.
No, it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, she egged me on.
No, I'm going to tell you what really happened.
Okay.
Okay, because the truth of the matter
break it down, because people don't know. So explain to people what happened.
I had a show called Lip Service. And,
right.
And Merz, I saw him at Rock the Bells.
Yes.
And he told me, he said, bring some strippers up there. I want to eat somebody out.
Did he say that?
Mind you,
wow.
He said that to me. His mom was there as well.
Really?
And hey, closed mouth don't get fed, bro.
Exactly.
That's so what you
I said,
you
okay,
got.
You know, no problem. I'll set it up. And I did. We had two strippers there for you.
Yes, you came through.
Mm-hmm.
Roxy Reynolds and
he still remembers the names.
Candace Vaughn,
yes. I'll never forget.
He'll never forget.
You
that.
Ate both of them out?
Well, one was
jerking them off.
Yeah, one was, you know, touching me, and the other one sat on my
you
face.
You did put
well,
your
you
face.
Had a good day.
You put your face in Candace Vaughn's butt, though.
Yeah, I did do that too.
Right.
Hey, listen, ain't no, balls, come balls. On, we all doing it. We eat ass.
Not strippers' goodness. Ass. You just get a random stripper.
But it was hey, man, awkward because we were.
It smelled great. She was clean. Very like, you know, you inspect before you know dive it. In. You
was
know,
you drunk high.
Nah, sober. I was,
oh, okay. You
he was
a little
nervous,
crazy.
Though.
Yeah.
Good.
He was definitely nervous.
Was this your first sexual experience?
No. First on air, you yeah. know, on, right. on live on the internet.
I actually got in
on,
trouble for that at work.
Yeah, I did too. I had to take a sidebar with the boss.
Oh, you did?
Listen, yeah. That's most in what most people get when they come to a radio interview. All you got is some cheap coffee or tea, whatever we
yeah, well, yeah.
But then he ended up dating...
Yeah,
Roxy Reynolds after that.
You really? Must have did a good job.
Yeah.
Oh, it tasted good.
In her professional opinion, you know, she a lot of people do that for her.
Really?
And I guess I ranked high up.
Pretty
so.
Must
high.
Be the mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, you made, did you make her come in the studio?
I don't know. I should. I hope so.
I don't think he didn't do it long enough. I don't think.
Oh. Yeah. No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that long.
Yeah. But yeah.
Thank you,
man.
But Murray says he's always told me that he gets a lot of recognition for that.
Yeah. People stop me with my wife now. I was at
your wife. What does your wife say?
She hates that question because they'll just ask me what it tastes like. What Roxy Reynolds tastes like?
She's like, I'm here.
Has she
like,
seen the video?
Yeah, she saw it all.
Before y'all got married, after.
Before we got married,
what was so that conversation about? Like, babe, I want to show you this just so you understand.
No, she knew. She knew me, who I was, so okay. She knew what had happened. But mm-hmm. It's still awkward when you go into Walmart and a dude walk right up you. Hey, man, what Roxy Reynolds tastes like? It makes her feel a certain kind of way.
Yeah, somebody was just up here talking about Merz. I can't remember who it is though.
They were talking about that too, right?
No, wasn't that. What was it? Who was it?
I remember.
I don't remember.
Was it the boss man?
Who's the boss man?
Be your own boss man.
I think it was.
It was Dame. Yeah, we have.
What do y'all got going on?
I was working with him on his label for a while. I was living with him for a few months.
Got you.
And up in upstate, and now I'm helping his son with the cookie business. Me and his son are more tight. I haven't talked to Damon in a while.
Got you. Oh, that's who it was too. It was Luke and
Luke
Boogie
and Boogie.
Too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I messed with
I
them
no
tough.
No idea what y'all talking about.
But, well, Luke and Boogie got a record label. I think you got something coming out on their label.
Yeah, I did a single for them years
you
ago.
You talked to Tech N9ne about this?
No, it was done years ago, and they're just now getting around to put, because they opened a restaurant.
Oh, that's what you're saying to Tech now. You let them say, saying it was done a long time ago.
Yeah, so
it was
done a long time ago.
You made it sound like it just happened, Tech. Yeah.
Now, Tech N9ne, this new album you have, Special Effects, you're saying this is going to be your biggest album to date.
Yes, I know for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is going to know after May 4th, too. You know what I mean? Not just because of all the major... collaborations, but it's just the music is bigger, you know what I mean? The concepts, you know, my mom just passed June 6th
to
lupus,
man.
You know what I mean? So they asked me what was my inspiration. I dedicated the whole album to her, and it's everything I always wanted I got after she passed, you know, so it makes me feel like I really have a real angel, you know what I'm saying?
What did you want?
Right here. I wanted a lot of things over the years of my music career, man, and it just so happens when she left, all these things start happening for my music.
Like what?
You know what I'm saying? I can't really say, man, you know what I'm saying? It's just big, big, I'll say it like this, in almost every genre, whether it's EDM, whether it's hip-hop, whether it's metal, it's all on my album, and we got the people that are at the hilt of it. The best.
So you finally got that Eminem collaboration.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Why does everybody keep saying that, dog?
Why does everybody keep saying that? That's so funny.
Now, is it true that your fans gave you flack for being on Jimmy Kimmel last year?
Oh, yeah. And they're giving me flack for the 2 Chainz song.
And the like, B.O.B. Yeah, the 2 Chainz and B.O.B. It's funny that people don't want to see you do stuff because they feel like you're selling out or something.
Well, not
that.
All my fans, but some fans do not. Dick, how would you do something with 2 Chainz? He is not on your level lyrically. I'm like, listen, that's my bro. Mm-hmm. When he gets on a track, it says party. Why wouldn't I put him on that party track?
Right.
It's beautiful, and he lit it up, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion.
Right.
And, you know, it's like I've been on the underground for so long, a lot of those fans don't want to share you with the mainstream. They're like, oh, he's Tech Nine's going mainstream. I said, no, Tech Nine will never go mainstream, but mainstream will go tech, and that's what's happening. You know what I mean? I didn't have to change anything. I didn't have to conform for no amount of money or nothing. You know what I'm sizzling? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I just fight with them on Instagram.
Right,
know what
they were mad you did a song with Lil Wayne.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, I had to really stand behind Wayne, you know what I mean? And after a while, it went away. It always goes away if I stand strong, and I'm always stand strong.
But Lil Wayne
actually... Wayne in jail, too, right?
Yes, I did, yeah. Rikers Island.
That's how y'all the relationship formed?
Yeah, because he said something about me out of the blue. I didn't know he knew me. You know, he said something to Funkmaster Flex or somebody, I don't know, and said he wanted to work with me. So when I came out here for press week, like this week, I went up there to see him. The OGs hooked it up, you know what I mean? And I went in. It's beautiful.
So how do you explain to your fans the Jimmy Kimmel situation? Because I would be happy that my guy who I've
like, been watching we all made it.
Getting that look.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them were there. You know what I'm saying? They got tickets for that. You know what I mean? And a lot of them were happy for me. But the ones who said that, oh, he's on TV now. You know what I'm saying? He's not underground anymore. It's supposed. I tell them, real music is supposed to spread and shine. You know what I mean? And since we started, me and my partner, Travis O'Gwen, when we started this, our goal was world domination. You know, so that means I want everybody to know the name Tech N9ne, you know what I'm sizzling, because I always thought I had the talent to spread to everybody and something to say to everybody, you know, and that's what we're going to do. And in order to do that, radio and TV has to happen. No matter how weird the face paint is, no matter how weird the scrub top and pants are, whatever it is, I'm just going to be me, and it's working.
Now, question now for a lot of people that don't know your history. Why did you decide to go independent from the door and not necessarily stay looking for a record deal?
Well, I had major record deals. You know, my first one was in 93 with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Perspective Records. That did not work because they didn't know what to do with a black dude with a red spiked hair and face paint and whatever. You know, what do you do with that? Where do you put them?
They probably don't tell you some stupid stuff like, hey, why don't you go wrestle?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know,
really?
That would probably work.
Oh.
But, in 97, I got a deal with Quincy Jones, Quest and Warner. The people he had working for him didn't know what to do with me as well. You know what I mean? 99, we did a deal with Interscope and J-Core. They just totally destroyed the project and canceled the video and everything, man. And it just wasn't working. And me and my partner Travis, we said, you know what? We're going to start Strange Music, our own label out of Kansas City, Missouri, man. And 15 years, almost 16 years later, here we are, man, the number one independent.
Do you ever wonder why anybody ever signed to a major? Especially being with the success
I know why people sign to a major. They're trying to get up out of poverty, man, and something is better than nothing. I know exactly why they
You were fortunate to have a great partner who's also a great business person.
Oh, my goodness. To save my life, man.
And how did you meet him?
I was doing music back in Kansas City, and he was funding some dudes that I knew that did clothing, Paradise Originals, and they were having a fashion show with a lot of chicks and everything, so they wanted me to come perform my song that was popping on the radio at that time, on Planet Rock 2K. And I came and did it. Everybody was going bonkers, and Travis said, I want to have a meeting with him. I've been on his music for a long time. I went to Travis's home the next day with my homeboy, George Forte, and he said, hey, Tech, man, I've been a fan of your music for so many years. And I wonder, like, your music is better than a lot of people I hear on the radio. What does it take? I said, it takes a lot. He said, well, I have a lot. I own my own business, Furniture Works, you know what I'm saying? And he's made himself a millionaire by the time he was 19. And he said, what do you think about doing a 50-50 partnership? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yes, I want to call it Strange Music because I'm a Doors fan. People are strange, strange days. Let's go, you know, Snake in the Back. And he was so smart. He knew to put it on a hat or put it on a G-string or put it on a belt buckle or a money clip, you know what I'm saying, or a T-shirt, and people would be walking billboards, you know what I'm saying, the people that believe what you're saying in your music. And it's been happening for over 16 years
now.
Now, the FTI movement, that's where listeners were able to legally download albums through the artist's website. Were you charging for that?
No, I gave it to him for free. I gave it to him for free.
What was the science behind that? Because they'll come to the shows? Or?
Well, this is what I believe. This is what we believed, and we proved ourselves right. You know, if you have a beautiful project, if you have wonderful music, people will buy it. If you let them hear it for free, they will support it. If you take time to do the music, if you take time to do the artwork for the music, if you make it a collector's item, something that they can collect and keep for a long time, we proved that. We gave it away for free, and people still bought Absolute Power. You know what I mean? And we knew this. And that's what we were trying to tell other artists. Like, if you just got one song that's on the radio and the rest of your songs are bunk, they're just going to download that one song. They don't want your album. You know what I mean? Make them want it. And so that's what we proved.
What do you think about Jay-Z's new screaming system title?
If it's anything like Spotify just paying us pennies, I don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? If it's anything like that to where the artist gets pennies for their masterpieces, I hope that he... I haven't really looked into it because I've been busy. I've been out of the country.
Spotify. That's why he's doing it, because he wants artists to make more money.
Oh, if he's doing that, if he wants the artist to make more money, that's kudos to him, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because what Spotify's doing, I'll be ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? 70% of a fraction of a penny is a game crisis.
Oh, yeah. It's highway robbery. It's like if that happened to any other genre, people would be in front of Congress.
Oh, my goodness, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what happened?
It's like the people were asking me, you know, overseas, because that's where they get their music. Like, why isn't Fragile on Spotify? That's on there now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how the hell, but it's like, why can't I get your album on Spotify? I said, because it's a masterpiece, and I will not get pennies for my masterpiece.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if Jay-Z is doing something to better that, you know, what artists get paid, then I'm all the way for it.
Oh, yeah, he's giving artists equity in the company and everything.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Would you ever think of doing something
like that? Oh, yeah. You know, we do a lot of things with our money, and we'll look into it, but we're so swamped with everything we're doing, man. We're so swamped, so.
Hov, holla at Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
You've been on tour with Jay-Z before, right?
Oh, yeah, I've been on tour with Jay-Z, and I sent him a track for this new album, too, and they said he wouldn't do music at this time, so he owed me.
So did he reach out to you about Tidal?
No, not yet. You know what I'm saying? But I know that Jay Brown told him that I sent him a track. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, man, we know Tech. Yeah, but we ain't doing the music right now. Okay, I'll get you next time, bro. So he owed me. And what I sent him was hardcore, too.
Mm-hmm. And what about the song you did with T.I.? Was that something that he wanted to do something with you, or you sent that to him?
Well, I met him last year when I was at Comic-Con in Chicago. Trader Truth called me, heard I was in Chicago doing Comic-Con. He said, we got a show here tonight, me, Tip, Wayne, and 2 Chainz. And I was like, we coming. Me and my partner Travis jumped in the car, drove an hour out of Chicago or something like that where they were. And Trader Truth met us at the gate, got us right, took me right to Tip. I never met him. Mm-hmm. And he said, Tech, I didn't even know nothing about you until I was in prison in Arkansas. They put me up on your music. Man, I dig it. And I said, we're going to hook. Mm-hmm. And we ended up linking. And next thing you know, I sent him a track with Zeus on the chorus. You know what I mean? Zeus is from Kingston, Jamaica. I love his music. And he's going on tour with me on this tour as well. Mm-hmm. And Tip sent it right back. And then I just shot a video in Atlanta, and he showed up. I'm going to tell you what he did, man. This man was at a L.A. movie premiere. Probably Get Hard. I don't know what movie. Maybe he's in Get Hard. I don't know.
He's in Get Hard.
Okay, that's probably the movie premiere he was at.
You really be out the country.
Yeah. I'm gone, man. So it's like he got on the plane, got to ATL at 7:30, went to his nephew's wake, and still came to my video set before he went home, dressed in the clothes he was supposed to wear, man, and did that video for me.
Wow.
And I was like, man, so much love to you, bro. I know that you're moving. He's like, anytime, anything you need, bro. It's so much love and respect.
T.I. a real one, though.
Oh, my God. And not just because he did something for me. Just a real, you know a real dude when you meet him.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And it ain't fraudulent, you know what I'm saying?
Now, you're very interesting to me because you got the money. You know, you got a great career, but it seems like you still want more, but it's not, I don't think it's financial.
No, I don't care about making any more money.
It's almost like you want the fame, kind of. You want people to know.
I want people to know that I give all my heart. You know what I'm saying? The only thing hard about it now is I still like to go to Walmart, and it's hard. You know, I still like to fly regular, you know what I'm saying? And it's hard taking pictures with all the TSA and all the people flying in from Persia or somewhere. Oh, my God, Tech N9ne, you know, and I got to take pictures with them. Take pictures with the regular people that is in the U.S., you know what I mean? It's hard for me. It was so hard at Walmart that, you know, I went and got a Costco card, but it was the same, it was the same thing at Costco. So I still go, but me and my roommate, Maxilla, we just make the chicks chase us, you know, through the aisles, and if they catch us, they can get pictures, you know what I mean? But
chase you through the
aisles. It's fun. We try to make it fun, man, because I asked somebody on a higher level than me, does it get better? Do you still pump your own gas and this, that, and the other? And he's like, man, I used to pump my gas. And I'm like, wow.
The artist?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Oh, man, it was somebody, man. Somebody I'm cool with, you know what I'm saying, told me this, you know. And I was like, wow, so it doesn't get easier. Because I need normalcy in a world that I created, strange land. It's like everybody call you God, you know what I mean? You can lose your head. There's a lot of women, a lot of everything. You can lose your head, you know what I mean?
That's why I wonder why you even want the fame.
Yeah, like, well, why? It's more like I just...
You want everybody to hear the music and come see the show.
That's what I want. I want to perform, man. I was a dancer before I was a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Pop, lock, and break dancing, MC Hammer dancing, everything. You know what I'm saying? I wore the patent leather shoes and the hammer pants, everything. You know,
glad you grew out of that.
Yeah, me too. They're going back to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The back to it. Absolutely.
Wow.
Not the hammer pants, but flat tops.
Oh, yeah, the hammer pants will be back. The hammer pants are coming back, dude. I didn't see Chris Brown wear them. I went to see R. Kelly around New Year's, and he had on the...
He don't count. He's going through a midlife.
He busted him on stage. I said, see, that's what you get from wearing that little boy stuff.
Well, they're very comfortable, you know.
Nah, I ain't never going to wear no parachute pants ever again.
Would you say the song Fragile you did with Kendrick, has that been your biggest song as far as radio and everything to date?
Yes. Fragile is the biggest song that I've ever had. They saying the hook goes crazy is going to be even bigger than that, so we'll see. I just do music, and my people put it where they think it should go. You know,
do you think
I mean?
About, like, okay, this song could go on the radio, or does that not matter?
Well, it don't matter to me, but when I hear a song, me being a dancer, when Bob sent me that beat with this type, it make the hood go crazy, I'm like, ah, hell yeah, it makes me want to move, so it's going to make other people want to move. Right. And I know that much. So that's why I do the party track and the things down there. They got the hair that's missing, keep it bare. I promise I never tear that kitten. You know, I know what that beat is doing, so... Mm-hmm. Because I'm a dancer, you know what I mean? So the fact that it makes other people move is a wonderful thing. You know,
is it hard to deal with a lot of the stuff that regular artists have to deal with because you're so successful, like dealing with the radio and I guess asking DJs to play records or talking to music directors? You're like, I really don't have to be doing this. Especially when they front on you.
I should be real, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm never politically correct. So if I could just... do music in the studio and go on tour and not have to do any of this, I'd be cool. I'd be cool. I love seeing you guys' faces, but it's like I just want to do music. I don't care about, you know, promoting and all that, but you have to.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm just an artist. I just want to do... I love being on stage, man. When I go out there and I see everybody's smiling, I feel like Kevin Hart or something. I don't know, man. You know what I mean? It just feels good that you're making everybody smile. You know what I mean? And that's what I love. I love showing out for my fans.
I remember the first time seeing a Tech N9ne show. It was a Pay Dues festival.
Yeah, because of him. He made it happen.
Yeah, and it was incredible. I was like, well, I didn't know it was
It's even better now. I got a live band with me now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I would just do that, man, you know. But I'll keep on coming out here talking to everybody, though. You know, whatever it takes to get everybody on it. You know,
so absolutely.
You don't think direct the consumer is good enough? Like just talking to them online?
Yeah, I think it is. I think J. Cole proved that. I think Beyonce proved that. You know what I mean? You know, when you have a good product, man, you know, your people are in tune.
Right.
You know, I went to Pandora and they showed me how many people are playing my music and all these people, these millions and millions of people that are tuned in to Tech N9ne and have Tech N9ne stations. I'm like, wow.
Right. My dumb ass. I'm like, Pandora's a place? But he's like talking about this app. Yeah. I thought you were talking about like a country or something.
It sounds like a country.
When I heard the song, the album was out already and I just didn't know about it because...
Well, I wasn't supposed to put out the intro to the album, but it was so now that I couldn't wait to May 4th to get that message out to everybody, what I was trying to say to God, you know what I mean?
You referenced Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I did. I said, so many circles of sin rob me. That's why we go angel to grim Cosby's, you know what I mean? Bad things happen and turn us crazy, I guess. I don't know, you know.
I love the fact that you always give glory to God, because the perception don't look like you even believe in God. You
know what we mean? Talked about that last time, yeah. You know what I'm saying, the devil worshiping thing, but my mom would kill me. I mean, I grew up in the church, you know. I was a part of the Sunshine Band. I go to choir rehearsal with my aunties, you know what I mean? I was at the sewing circle at the church. You know, we ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Barker Temple Baptist Church, you know, Bishop Moore. So it's like being in the Bible Belt. You know, we express our spirituality. So that might, when you hear the Holy Ghost, that's dark. So that's where the darkness is coming from, you know what I mean? And people that don't understand, and not too many people express their spirituality. I mean, Tupac did, Kanye does, you know what I mean? You know, a handful of people do it. But sometimes when you do that, you know, you can scare people. And especially if you got red spiked hair and a bishop's robe on it, they might. If somebody say he's a devil worshiper, everybody's going to agree. But nobody knows what the devil looks like. I don't know. I don't even know what God or Jesus looks like. And the picture that they painted is not supposed to be the right picture of Jesus.
So. Jesus might look like MERS.
He's supposed to. Yeah. You know, if you're talking about where that region of people.
Absolutely.
Can we have some bars? I know we usually don't do this, but it's a pleasure when we get an artist like Tech N9ne in here. Do you have some bars on deck?
Can I curse?
Yes.
Lately, I've been like, f*** rap. What? Did he say f*** rap? Oh, no. I'm going to write a boat in plus caps, f*** rap. Because all these tough cats really don't have no nutsacks. Trust that nuff scratch does back much whackness. Flush that sh*t. Down with the gowns, with the sounds for the clowns. Not in a good way you can drown underground with the pounds where they gush that shit. Oh, so low we stojo. Hoes and do negro, we flow though. Let the soul glow, mojo. Pillowcase over the head of the industry. Illustrate with my mouth that murders my ministry. Seal the fate of my enemy. Feel the way of my energy. I heal the hate. Facilitate. Disc jockeys with Skrilla make them play your records until you break. Radio ain't nothing but real estate. It's still a fake deal of mates who ain't real awake. But the mill is greater than no iller ape that can kill a Yates.
I feel like I want to set on fire.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Yo, don't throw nothing over here, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Tech N9ne, we appreciate you joining us.
And shout out to MERS. We appreciate you joining us.
MERS ain't doing nothing. He's just chilling.
Next time we'll get you a stripper here.
Yeah, my rapper just sends shit through my body, man.
And the tour, just let people know when tour is starting.
The tour starts April 8th. It's called the Special Effects Tour. It's in support of my new album, Special Effects. And I'm going to let MERS talk because my body is jittering right now because I just screamed out everything I really felt.
There you go.
Ooh. Yeah, Chris Webby, Zeus, King 810, myself, Chris Calico, Special Effects Tour.
Album in stores May 4th.
May 4th.
There you have it.
Word.
It's
Tech N9ne.
Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.